हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। दिस इंपॉर्टेंट पोर्शन ऑफ कठोपनिषद वेर ब्रह्मस्वरूपम आत्मस्वरूपम इज रिपीटेडली डिस्कस्ड। We have seen the 12th mantra yesterday. So there, we are seeing the Bhashyam. What is in the meaning of the word Vashi, Ekaha? And we also understood why Paramatma is said to be Vashi. And how Ekameva Vastu, Bhagavan, even though Bhagavan is only truth, still he himself makes himself appear to be the world of manifold beings and things. I mean, in page number 4, Yataha. Ekameva sada, ekameva means sada ekarasam, sada ekarasam. The reality is ever of the nature of, ever of the essential nature of consciousness. How do you say? Vishuddha Vijnana Rupam. Ekarasam Atmanam Vishuddha Vijnana Rupam. Even though Atma is ever of, essentially of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, Nama Rupa. నామ రూపాది అశుద్ధ ఉపాధి భేదవశేన ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ విత్ ది ఇంప్యూర్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియా ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంప్యూర్ ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ నేమ్స్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాధిస్ ది మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియా సేమ్ పరమాత్మ బహుధా అనేక ప్రకారం కరోతి హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ మేక్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు బి అపీరింగ్ ఇన్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ స్వాత్మసత్తామాత్రేణ హౌ జస్ట్ బై రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బై నాట్ బై డూయింగ్ సంథింగ్ హౌ డస్ భగవాన్ అపీర్ టు బి మెనీ is very important. How does only Paramatma, only Bhagavan, the only truth, by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, by its mere existence, satta matrena, by its mere existence, how does make appear to be many? How does the one appear to be many? The one alone appears to be many only because of remaining as the very existence of everything. It's like saying how one water alone appears to be many waves only because of remaining in the form of existence of all the waves. The only water remains in the form of existence of all the waves remaining in the existence of all the waves, the only what appears to be many waves. It appears similarly here, only Paramatma, only Bhagavan, essentially of the nature of pure knowledge, appears to be many, purely because of the very nature of existence, because of remaining in the form of existence of everything. Swatma Satta Matrena. And this is possible because of Bhagavan's inexplicable power of Maya. Achintya Shaktitvat. Due to being endowed with the inexplicable, immeasurable, inconceivable power of Maya, it is possible for Bhagavan, who is of the only nature of, only ever of the nature of pure knowledge, appears to be many, just merely by remaining in the form of existence of everything. Okay, we'll see next. We are going to the new lesson today, new line I'm going to read. Tam, new lesson means the new portion of the Bhashyam. Tam Atmastham. Atmastham, that's the word. So we saw those wise people, Dhiraha, who discover this reality, Paramatma, obtaining as their own Swarupam, obtaining within themselves. So within, the very word is Atmastham, means what? Shankar Bhagavatpada explains here. So Sharira Hridaya Akashe. So Sharira Hridaya Akashe Buddhau. Chaitanya Akarena. Chaitanya Akar. What is the form of Paramatma? Absolutely. Absolutely, Paramatma is of the form of consciousness. And you will ask the question, hey, what is the form of consciousness? Paramatma is of the form of consciousness. And what is the form of consciousness? Consciousness is formless. Paramatma is also formless. But Paramatma has been recognized only in the form of consciousness. Means Paramatma is of the nature of consciousness. So Chaitanya Akarena Abhivyaktam. So Paramatma is available for recognition, being manifested in the form of consciousness, in one's own mind, in one's own intellect, obtaining within the space of the heart, inside one's own body. So yesterday itself I explained this. We do not mistake at all. The very word Atma is enough. If you know the meaning of the word Atma, the very word Atma tells reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. Therefore, you can't say all pervasive reality is located in the heart. The sentence itself is wrong. All pervasive reality is located in the heart, in the one's own mind. It means it is wrong statement. How can all pervasive reality be said to be located? Therefore, what it implies is, it is available for recognition, being manifested in the mind. Abhivyaktam means manifested, is the meaning. Nahi sharirasya adharatvam atmanaha akashavat amurtatvat. Sharirasya atmanaha adharatvam nasti. I'm adding asti. Sharirasya. Shariram does not have the status of being the substratum, the support of the Atma. Because amurtatvat akashavat. Because of the nature of formlessness, reality is all pervasive like this space. This absolute reality is all pervasive like the space. Therefore, it is of the nature of formlessness also. So because of the formlessness, all pervasiveness like the space, this body existing within, in body enjoys existence in Atma, cannot be support of the Atma. So example was given, Adarshastham, Adarshastham Mukham Yadvat Iti, Mukham Iti Yadvat. Adarshaha means, one meaning of the word Adarshaha means ideal. Adarshaha Sishyaha means ideal disciple. But here not ideal. Here Adarshaha also means mirror. Why? Adarshayati iti Adarshaha. That which reflects is mirror. So Adarshaha. Adarshastham Mukham. The face which is face, the reflection of the face obtaining in the reflecting medium mirror should not be mistaken to be located in the mirror. Mirror is not the location of the face. Mirror is only reflecting medium of the space. Similarly, mind is not the location of the Atma. Mind is the manifesting medium for the Atma. And being manifested in the mind is recognizable also. Why? The pure consciousness, the source of manifestation, can never be recognized. The pure consciousness can be recognized only through its manifestation. So, Atma being manifested in the mind, mind being the manifesting medium, Atma is available for recognition. See, when you have to see your face, you can see all the faces of all the people. And using your own eyes, you can see. Using your eyes, you can see everything in the world. But you cannot see your own face. And to see your own face, you need a reflecting medium, the mirror. But even in the reflecting medium, so you recognize your face, you understand how your face looks through the reflection only. You have a very clear understanding of your face, not by directly seeing the face, but by seeing the reflection of your face in the mirror. But even then, the eyes through which you see everything in the world alone, you alone can see your own reflection also. So you are ever the seer. You never become the seen. You are ever the seer. You are the only seer of everything. They say you, the only knower, only experiencer, only knower is what? The Atma. The abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, implied by the term Atma, is there as the only knower in all the minds. Just as the seeing, the seer eye can see itself through its reflection, here also the knower Atma can recognize its own Swarupam. How? Through its manifestation. In a sense, only through the manifestation one can recognize one's own Swarupam. It becomes nimitta. you understand what is the source of manifestation, through the manifestation alone, you can search for the source of the manifestation. Thereby, you can arrive at the source of the manifestation. Being abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Okay. Whatever it is manifested only, it is not located. Okay. Tametam Ishwaram Atmanam. Tam etam. See, tam means him, that Paramatma. And etam means this. This means what? This I. The knower I. The nearest self. Ishwaram. Tam etam Ishwaram Atmanam. Means what? That Paramatma alone is here as the seer, the truth of every individual here. The Atma. Tam Ishwaram Atmanam ye anupashyanti. Anupashyanti means what? Those sakshat anubhavanti. Anupashyanti means sakshat anubhavanti. Those people who recognize, always see this reality Atma as the very content of I. Sakshat does not mean directly. Sakshat means as the immediate self. Those who experience, means what? Those recognize this Atma as the immediate self, as very content of I. How? Acharya Agama Upadesham Anu. In keeping with the teaching of the Acharya and the Veda. Teaching of the Shastram from the competent teacher. Acharya Mukhat Shrutena Agamasya Upadeshena. That is the meaning. How can one recognize the Atma obtaining as one's own self? Recognizing the all-pervasive reality as one's own self alone is said to be Sakshat Anubhavanti. You do not go in search of the Atma anywhere else. You are seeing Paramatma as one's own self. See, Sakshat Anubhavanti means they recognize the reality obtaining as the nearest self, as the content of I, as a substance, the substantive I. And how is it possible for them to recognize the truth? Upadesham Anu. In keeping with the teaching, Upadesha means teaching, keeping with the teaching of the Agama, Shastram, through or from the Acharya. Acharyat Praptena Agama Upadeshena. That's the meaning. Acharyat Praptena Agama Upadeshena. It is possible to see only through the pramanam called Shastram, Shastra teaching, from the teacher, competent sampradaya with the teacher. Acharya Agama Upadesham Anu Sakshat Anubhavanti. And who are the people who are able to recognize this all pervasive reality, the only truth of the universe, looked upon as Ishwara Paramatma? How? The help of the teacher and the Shastram. Through the Pramanam called the Shastram, unfolded by the teacher. Okay. And who are the people? Nivritta Bahya Vrittayaha. Very interesting word is this. Nivritta Bahya Vrittayaha. Beautiful compound. நிவத்தாக பாஹ்யாக விரத்தயாக ஏஷாம், நிவத்தாக பாஹ்யாக விரத்தயாக ஏஷாம் தே நிவத்த பாஹ்ய விரத்தயாக. See, bahya vrittihi, bahya vrittihi means thought pertaining to the external object. Bahya vishaya vrittihi, bahya vrittihi. It's called madhyama padalopi samasaha. Bahya vishaya vrittihi, bahya vrittihi. Vrittihi means thought. Thoughts pertaining to external objects is called bahya vrittihi. பாஹ்ய விஷய விருத்திஹி. அண்ட் those who entertain thoughts pertaining to only the external objects are said to be பாஹ்ய விருத்தயஹ. பாஹ்ய விஷய விருத்தயஹ ஏஷாம் தே பாஹ்ய விஷய விருத்தயஹ ஆர் பாஹ்ய விருத்தயஹ. People who always entertain thoughts pertaining to the external world of objects only. Always thinking of that or this or that or this. Thinking of daughter, thinking of son, thinking of husband, thinking of wife, thinking of job, thinking of something. Thinking of eating things, thinking of eatable, thinking of something or the other. Most of the world is like that only. All the time, what are you thinking? We are thinking only of the external things. Something or the other. Once you wake up from sleep, until you fall asleep, the whole day we entertain thoughts and the objects of thoughts are completely so in anything. We are all bahya vrittayaha. Whereas the people who are very serious in the pursuit of jnanam, also mature and really dispassionate, and who are able to withdraw their attention from the external world of objects, and who are able to place attention only in Paramatma Swarupam, which they've understood through the study. So Shravana, Shravanena, through Shravanam, through Mananam, those who clearly understood the Swarupam of the Atma, and such people, they do two things. First of all, they take the attention away. They take the attention away from all the external objects. And they place the attention only in Atma, teaching of the Shastram. Such people are said to be Nivritta Bahya Vrittayaha. Nivritta Bahya Vrittayaha means those people whose thoughts pertaining to the external world of objects have been removed. Those people whose thoughts pertaining to the external world have gone away. They are nivritta bahya vrittayah. And who are they now? Atma swarupa vrittayah. Nivritta bahya vrittayaha or atma swarupa vrittayaha. They are the people who entertain thoughts, having only the subject matter of the Shastra. Sajatiya, vijatiya, anantarita, sajatiya, vritti pravahaha. Don't entertain the constant continuous flow of thoughts of subject matter of the Shastra in terms of this nature of the reality. Always and self to the exclusion of everything else. So such people, the contemplative minded, nivritta bahya vrittayaha, such people alone, Anubhavanti means Anupashyanti, they alone experience means what? Not as an object, but as their own self. Okay, now the word Sakshat. Sakshat literally means directly. But here, they do not see Atma directly. Why? Sakshat Atma is neither the object of direct knowledge, nor is Atma object of indirect knowledge. Atma has object. Atma is not object of pratyaksha jnanam or paroksha jnanam. Atma is what? Atma jnanam is aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanam alone is meant by the word here sakshat. So sakshat karoti, bhagavantam sakshat karoti. A person recognizes Bhagavan as one's own self. Sakshat means immediate. There's no nothing in the in-between, mediation is not there. Between the wave and the water, water is immediate to the wave. Gold is immediate to the ornament. There's no distance. Light is immediate to every illumined object, every reflecting medium. Immediate. There's no distance. Nothing is in between. There's no means of knowledge in between. It's not immediate. So, sakshat anubhavanti means they recognize Atma, the reality, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the very content of the I-din experiencer knower. See, illuminator of the opaque thing is sakshat light. Means what? Sakshat light is the sorup of the illuminator. If I say, there's no distance between illuminator and the light. Light and illuminator are not two things. Illuminator is light. Even though light is not the illuminator, illuminator is none other than light. So, sakshat anubhavanti means they recognize Atma as the very swarupma of I-din-over. That is the important me teaching here. So, okay. And who are they? Nivritta bahya vrittayaha, dhiraha. Dhiraha, I already explained many times before. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning here, vivekinaha, people of discriminative knowledge. People who have very, very clear, discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Vivekinaha. Those people, they alone see this Atma as their own Swarupam. Tesham Parameshwara Bhutanam. Beautiful Shankara Bhagavatpada uses. Who are they, such people? Jnanis Parameshwara Bhutaha. Such those people who are Bhagavan himself. Such wise people have become Bhagavan himself. Parameshwara Bhutaha means what? Yaha Parameshwaraha eva abhavate saha Parameshwara Bhutaha. The Jnani is Parameshwara himself. Jnani is Parameshwara himself. Why? For Jnani, I sense, I does not refer to anything other than abstract formless consciousness. In the vision of a Jnani, I does not refer to anything other than consciousness. And for him, there's nothing other than Bhagavan here. I refers to abstract formless reality consciousness. Absolutely for him, everything that is here is only Atma, Brahma. Such a person who has that vision is definitely as revered as Bhagavan himself. So Parameshwara Bhutaha Jnaninaha. So such people of discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not, for them who are Parameshwara himself, Parameshwara Bhutanam, for them alone, Shashvatam Nityam Sukham. Shashvatam, permanent. Nityam, timeless. Everlasting. Sukham, happiness. Bhavati. And what is Sukham? Atmananda Lakshanam Bhavati. Only for them, the everlasting, timeless, permanent happiness is there in the form of the very nature of the reality. In the form of the limitlessness, fullness, the nature of the Atma. For them, everlasting, permanent happiness, timeless happiness, non-arriving, non-departing happiness is in the form of the very nature of fullness or limitlessness of the Atma. Atma Ananda Lakshanam Bhavati, which means happiness is not something to be attained by jnanam. No, jnanam does not make you attain happiness. Jnanam helps you discover knowledge of the Atma, helps you discover happiness also as the very nature of the Atma. What is happiness? Being limitless is being happy. Being limited is being bound and being unhappy. That's why Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Atma Ananda, Atmananda Lakshanam, Nityam Shashvatam Sukham Bhavati. Only for such wise people, there is happiness, everlasting happiness. Lakshana means in the form of the very nature of fullness or limitlessness of the Atma. So being full is the nature of the reality, because reality is reality. And being limitless is also the nature of the reality. So being limitless means being happy, and being limited means being unhappy, being bound. Being bound and being unhappy. Therefore, they do not discover anything newly, okay? Happiness is not something. They discover happiness as the very nature of limitlessness of the Atma. Na itaresham. So only for such people, happiness is possible. Because they don't attain, they discover. Na itaresham, not for others. Means what? Others who do not discover Paramatma, Parambrahma, Bhagavan being one's own Swarupam. Okay. Only for them, happiness is discoverable as the very nature of the Atma. For others who do not know the Atma, who do not discover the Atma, appearing as one's own self, for them, it is happiness is not attainable. Bahya asakta buddhinam. Bahya asakta buddhinam. Itaresham, others whose minds are still interested in external things. Bahya visayeshu asaktihi. Bahya vishaya visayeshu asakta manamsi. Yesham. Bahya vishaye asaktam manaha. Yesya saha bahya. Bahya asakta manaha. Bahya asakta buddhihi. Bahya asakta buddhihi. Bahya vishaye asakta buddhihi. Yesya saha bahya asakta buddhihi. The person whose mind is still interested in the external things. Bahyasakta buddhayaha, people whose minds are still engrossed, involved, entangled with, interested in the external things, external material objects. So bahyasakta buddhinam, why they are still interested in external things? Avivekinam, because they are avivekinaha. They do not have viveka. They do not have discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real. They do not have nitya, anitya vastu viveka. They do not have what is real, what is not real. What is permanent, what is time bound. They do not have the discriminative knowledge. If they know everything in the world is anityam, everything in this world is impermanent, time bound. Therefore, what? Time bound things, impermanent things cannot be the source of, cannot give the permanent everlasting happiness. Therefore, what? There must be permanent thing, and the permanent thing alone can be the source of permanent happiness. This viveka one must have. How do people have and get this viveka? By living in this world for many years, by making lot of efforts, and by achieving many things also in life, or by doing so many things in life, after some time, after a few years of experience itself, if they lived a life of dharma, and they would have become sharp enough, intelligent enough. If they lived a life of dharma, then they would be intelligent enough, sharp enough to discover this fact from their own life's experiences. I have been living for so many years, I have achieved so many things, and I saw how my grandfather achieved so many things, my father achieved so many things, my relatives achieved so many things, also seeing other people who achieved a lot of things also. Still, I see they have not really, they achieved so many things in life, but I never saw them really. Still, they have a lot of problems in their lives, etc. It's got a learning from one's own life's experiences, also from others' life's experiences also. So people who live in this world consciously, and such people, if they're intelligent people, bright people, they can learn from their own life's experiences that everything in the world is time-bound, impermanent. That is the nature of things of the world. There's the nature of the material things in the world. Therefore, how can these time-bound things be a source of permanent happiness? So there must be something permanent which should be the source of happiness, which alone can give permanent happiness. So people who think, the good thinkers, intelligent people, alone can have nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. They alone can have discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. Whereas these people, they do not learn from their own experiences, nor can they learn from others' experiences also. Such people, for whom arthakamas themselves become the ultimate goals, and who are solely dependent on arthakamas for their happiness and security, and they mistake the impermanent things to be sources of permanent happiness. Therefore, what? They do not have viveka. Avivekinam, people who do not learn from their experiences, who are not able to see intelligently the limitations of everything in the world, such people who do not have this discriminative knowledge of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is real, what is not real, what is permanent, what is impermanent, such people, they are solely dependent on the arthakamas for their happiness and security. Therefore, they are totally engrossed in enjoyment of external objects, or they're interested only in external things. completely all the time thinking of material things only. Such people are said to be Bahya Asatta Buddhayaha. So Bahya Asatta Buddhinam Avivekinam Itaresham Swatma Bhutam Api, even though happiness is their own Swarupam, happiness is their own self. You are happiness. You are fullness. You are limitlessness. Because you are of the nature of limitlessness, because you are the very reality. So Swatma Bhutam Api, even though Sukham, Nitya Nirantara Sukham is their own Swarupam, still Avidya Vyavadhanat, still Avidya Vyavadhanat, see, Vyavadhanam, Vyavadadhati, Vyavadhanam means making a gap. What is the distance between fire and heat? What is the distance between fire and the heat? What is the distance between the brilliance and the sun? No distance. Why? Heat is the very swarupam of the fire, intrinsic swarupam of the nature of the fire. Brilliance is the very swarupam of the sun. There's no distance. Similarly, what is the distance between fullness, limitlessness, happiness, and consciousness or pure awareness? No distance. And you are essentially the knower. And there's no other than consciousness, awareness. And awareness is of the nature of happiness, fullness, limitlessness. Therefore, there's no distance. But now what happens? Ignorance of one's own self, one's own self, covers one's own nature. Ignorance creates a gap, even though there is no distance between you and happiness. You are consciousness essentially, and you are of the nature of fullness, happiness essentially. But still, this inseparable intrinsic nature is as though distanced by ignorance. Cannot be really distanced, but ignorance. That's why Avidya Vyavadhanat, due to the distance caused by ignorance, even though Nirantara Sukham, permanent happiness is your own nature, one's own nature, permanent happiness is one's own nature, still it is not there for ignorant people, if not there for others who do not have the discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. Therefore, who do not have viveka, therefore, who are very much given to the enjoyment of only external time-bound things, who entertain thoughts pertaining to the external objects only, who are interested, whose minds are interested only in external things. Such people, there is no happiness, even though happiness is their own swarupam. In spite of yourself being happiness, in spite of one's own self being happiness, still because of ignorance of their self, because of the distance caused by the ignorance of their swarupam themselves, there is no happiness for them. There is always, they go through life of pairs of opposites. That's the meaning. Swatma bhutam api avidya vivadhanat itaresham na sukham. ബാഹ്യ ആസക്ത ബാഹ്യ ആസക്ത ബുദ്ധീനാം അവിവേകിനാം സ്വാത്മഭൂതമപി അവിദ്യാവ്യവധാനാത് ന സുഖം. There's no happiness. Is it clear? Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. Simply seeing one's own self means not as an object. Definitely without the Shastra Pramanam, without making use of the Pramanam called Vedanta Shastram, without this proper, appropriate, adequate means of knowledge called Shastram, there is no way of discovering your Swarupam. And that Shastram also must be, the words of the Shastram must be handled properly by a competent teacher who knows Sampradaya. So Guru Shastram, Shastra Upadesh, Shastram is the means of knowledge, and a Shastra must, Shastra's words must be unfolded by the teacher who knows Sampradaya. Only then vision is possible. If somebody gets Jnana without being exposed to Shastra study, then they must have done Shastra study at least in their previous Janmas. That is very important. So the word anubhavanti is used in the Bhashyam, which means experience. There should not mistake Atma. People are very much interested in spiritual experiences. No spiritual experience is taken to be Atma Jnanam here. When you say the experience Atma means they experience Atma not as an object, as their own Swarupam. How? Every time you experience any opaque thing, what is unavoidably, invariably, choicelessly experienced is the light. In experiencing the experience of every opaque thing, simultaneously, what is experienced is the light, the presence of which makes the experience of the opaque. Similarly, when they see the whole Jagat, they cannot miss. They, in every experience, they see the reality, the experiencer, Swarupa of the experiencer, which makes the experience, whose presence enables the experience. In every experience, there is experiencer. The experiencer is Atma. That's why it is always said in all the variable cognitions, in all the variable experiences, Atma is invariably present. Atman is all pervasive reality, obtaining pure consciousness as the content of I is invariably present in all the variable experiences. There is no way of experiencing an opaque thing without experiencing the light. That light is also object, opaque thing also is object. Whereas, when you talk about the experience of, in every cognition that is in the mind, what is invariably present in all the variable cognitions, what is invariably present in all the variable experiences is the experiencer consciousness. The light of knowledge alone, the whole world of inert material objects shines. The inert world of material forms, names and functions shines in the light of knowledge, which is Bhagavan Paramatma. Okay. So, ignorant people cannot help that they cannot, there's no happiness for them. Okay, next mantra, 13th mantra. 13th mantra also is a beautiful mantra. Presents the same teaching through different words. Again, emphasis is there. Knowledge is the only means of discovering happiness. Knowledge is the only means of discovering absolute peace. Knowledge is peace. Knowledge is everlasting peace. Knowledge is everlasting happiness. And that knowledge is of the truth obtaining as one's own self. There's no way of discovering the truth of the universe as an object. The truth of the universe is available for recognition. Truth of the universe has to be recognized only in terms of its nature of knowing, as the Swarupa of the knower, as the truth of very I, as one's own self in one's own mind. If a person discovers the truth as one's own self, one can see one's own self being non-separate from Paramatma, the whole. One can see oneself being non-separate from the whole. One can see one's own self being the whole, Ahamidam Sarvam. And in the wake of the vision of one's, the exalted vision of one's own self being the whole, one resolves one's individuality in totality. One resolves one's ahankara. And thereby, one also discovers the permanent happiness. There's no way of surrendering oneself absolutely to Bhagavan without having resolved the ahankara. So resolving one's ahankara, I sense, in its own swarupam, is resolving one's identity with Bhagavan, the whole, resolving one's individuality in totality, which is absolute surrender. In that surrender, there is happiness. There is everlasting peace. That fact is emphasized again in this mantra. Let us see here. Kincha Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Yeko Bahunam Yeko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman Yo Vidadhati Kaman Tamatmastham Yenu Pashyanti Tamatmastham Yenu Pashyanti Dhiraha. Third line is the same. Tamatmastham Yenu Pashyanti Dhiraha Tesham Shanti Shashwati Tesham Shanti Shashwati Netaresham. See, Tesham, in the previous mantra we saw, Nirantaram Sukham, Shashwatam Sukham. Shashvatam Sukham. Shashvatam means what? Permanent. Everlasting. And Sukham is a neutral gender word. Sometimes the word Sukham is used as an adverb also. But here we came across the word Sukham in the previous mantra as noun, happiness. Shashvatam Sukham, permanent happiness. Timeless happiness, everlasting happiness. So, Shashvatam Sukham. But the word Shantihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, not Shashvatam Shantihi, Shashvati Shantihi. Permanent peace. Absolute peace. permanent peace. Shashvati Shantihi. And the permanent peace is there only for those people. Tesham Shashvati Shantihi. The permanent peace is there only for those people. Tesham. Only for those people for whom Ye Dhiraha Atmastam Tam Anupashyanti. Those wise people, those intelligent people, brilliant people, who clearly see that Paramatma obtaining as their own Swarupam, as the very truth of I, content of I, in their own mind, as a Swarupam of I, the knower. Tam Atma, tam means him, whom, Paramatmanam, Bhagavantam, Ishwaram. Those who discover Paramatma, obtaining as their own self very clearly, thereby who do not see, do not isolate themselves from the whole. Those who see one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, non-separate from Paramatma, those who see themselves being one with Paramatma, how? When they discover Paramatma Swarupam as their own Swarupam. They discover Paramatma as their own self. Such people, ye dhiraha tam paramatmanam atmastam anupashyanti tesham shashvati shantihi. Permanent peace is only for those people who discover Paramatma. They do not stop with simply worshipping Bhagavan, praying to Bhagavan, all the time begging Bhagavan for something or the other, but who make all possible efforts by living a life enjoined by the Shastram, who prepare their minds for such jnanam, and who really study the Shastram with the help of the teacher, and who understand the teaching for given discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, thereby who discover, understand, ascertain, assimilate their own Paramatma Swarupam being their own Swarupam. Paramatma is my Swarupam. My means what? Paramatma is the Swarupam of I. Truth of I. Water is the truth of wave. Paramatma, the reality implied by the term Atma or Paramatma or Brahman, is the truth of I, the experiencer, knower. And who see this very clearly? Only for them there is permanent peace. Na itaresha. Not for others who do not see this fact of one's own self being non-separate from Paramatma, who do not discover the truth being one's own reality, being one's own self, Bhagavan being one's own self, for them, people who do not see, for them there is no permanent peace. Na shashvatam sukham, na shashvati shantihi. So who is this Paramatma? Nityaha. Paramatma is Nityaha. This absolute self, the abstract reality, absolute reality of the entire cosmos, entity of the cosmos, implied by the term Atma or Paramatma, looked upon as Ishwara or Bhagavan, that reality is what? That Atma alone, Nityaha, Atma alone is permanent. Why? Atma alone is beginningless, Atma alone is endless, Atma alone is changeless, Atma is all pervasive, Atma alone is absolutely real, Atma is independent. Atma alone is permanent, Nityaha. Anityanam. Anitya vastushu Nityaha Atma. Anityanam means what? anitya vastu. Other than atma, everything else in the world can be reduced to one word, anatma. The entirety of the known world can be reduced to one word, anatma. Anatma prapanchaha. The entirety of the universe, including time and space, is said to be anatma prapanchaha, the non-self. And this universe, everything in this anatma prapancha is what? Impermanent. Everything is anityam. Everything is impermanent. What is impermanent? All the forms are time-bound. Along with the forms, names are also time-bound. And whatever purpose that form serves also is time-bound. Therefore, everything in this universe is time-bound. There's everything time-bound means everything in this universe is time-bound means time-wise limited, spatially limited, object-wise limited. Everything in this universe has all three limitations, including time. Time has time limitation, space has time limitation, and everything else existing in the realm of time and space has all limitations. Every object being different from every other object, every object has object limitation also. Everything is limited by every other object being different from the other object. Therefore, everything in this world has what? Kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. Time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. So everything is bound by time. There's nothing in the world which is not subject to time. Therefore, in this anityanam, amidst, among, of all the time-bound material, inert material objects, there is one thing which is absolutely timeless, permanent, is Atma. Anityanam Nityaha. Chetananam Chetanaha. Chetananam Chetanaha. See, the word Chetanaha means what? Chaitanyam. Chetanam means animate, living. Living being is Chetanam. Animate being is Chetanam. Conscious being is Chetanam. Of all the conscious beings, all the beings which are conscious, which have life, of them, that which lends consciousness to all of them is what? Chetanaha Atma. Atma which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness. Chetananam Chetanaha. Why? Other than the abstract reality implied by the term Atma, everything else in the world, anatma, is what? Everything else in the world is known only. The knower is only Atma. The only knower is Atma. There is no knower other than the Atma. Because why Atma is the only knower? Atma is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, Atma is alone is of the nature of knowledge, pure consciousness. And everything other than the Atma is only known. And what is the law here? What is the rule here? Yad drishyam tad jadam. Anything and everything which comes under the category of the known is inert only. Other than Atma, everything else in the world is of nature of inertness. But still, in spite of everything in the world being inert in its nature, still we see life in all the inert beings also. There's life, which means inert material forms are made conscious, sentient, functional, and they're enabled with life. What is that? So Chetanam, Chetanaha Atma. It is the presence of Atma, it's the blessing of the Atma, that all the inert forms, inert things, material things become conscious, sentient, and become functional. Therefore, the consciousness, the pure consciousness, Atma is a pure consciousness, which by its mere presence lends consciousness and sentience to all the so-called living animate beings. So Chetananam Chetanaha. Atma is pure consciousness of all the conscious beings, sentient beings. Okay. And Atma is what? Yaha Bahunam Yekaha. And here, how many? Countless. Bahu means many. Many should be, the word many, even though it's a plural word, many indicates plurality. Bahunam, you are now countless, innumerable, countless number of beings. So of all the countless, innumerable, countless number of beings, which are not real, actually, only appearances, and there is only reality, Yekaha. Atma is the only reality which lends existence to the countless number of mithya forms. One of the many, only truth of the countless number of forms, names and functions. Bahunam yaha ekaha. Ekaha. Yaha kaman vidadhati. Kaman vidadhati. Not only that, bahu ekaha eva atma, bahunam kaman vidadhati. That Paramatma who alone, the only Paramatma, the one Paramatma who alone vidadhati, ordains. Ordains the fulfillment of desires of all the beings. Vidadhati literally means, actually, correct meaning is ordains. Therefore, we just, the kaman means desires. Kaman vidadhati ordains the fulfillment of desires. You can say fulfill the desires also. Bahuna means of, the bahu literally means many. In fact, the only karma phaladata. Bhagavan, this Atma alone is there as Ishvara. The only ordainer of the results of actions, karma phaladata. Again, the only Ishvara who ordains the fulfillment of desires. Okay. And that Atma, yaha anityanam nityaha, chetananam achetananam, sorry, yaha chetananam chetanaha, yaha bahunam, yaha ekaha bahunam kaman vidadhati, yaha ekaha bahunam kaman vidadhati, tam atmastham ஏ தீராக அனுபஷந்தி தேஷாம் சாஸ்வதி சாந்தி ந இத்தரேஷாம். சோ தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ டிஸ்கவர் ஆத்மா பீங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ லைன்ஸ், தோஸ் டிஸ்கவர் ஆத்மா ஹூ இஸ் அ டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ லைன்ஸ், so such people alone have permanent peace. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us see the bhashyam now. Nityaha, nityaha, first Shankara Bhagavad Pada takes the word nityaha. Avinashi, nityaha is equal to avinashi. See, nityaha means permanent, nityaha means eternal, nityaha means timeless. Timeless, permanent, eternal means what? Absolutely indestructible. Avinashi. Vinashaha yasya nasti saha avinashi. Avinashi, when you want to say timeless, eternal, permanent, what does it mean? Absolutely indestructible. Avinashi. Okay, indestructible of what, among what? Anityanam, avinashi anityanam, avinashya nityanam. Anityanam means what now? Vinashinam. Atma is the only absolutely indestructible among or of all the destructible, time-bound, impermanent, constantly changing material forms, names and functions. So, anityanam nityaha means vinashinam avinashi. Vinashinam avinashi. Vinasaha yesham asti te vinashinaha. Tesham vinashinam. ஆத்மா இஸ் தி ஒன்லி அவினாஷி. நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தா அவினாஷின்னு சப்தா பத்மாய பக்தோ அவினாஷி இது ரூபம். ஆஃப் ஆல் தி டிஸ்டக்டபிள் சேஞ்சபிள் டைம் பவுண்ட் இம்பர்மனன்ட் திங்ஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட்லி இன்டிஸ்டக்டபிள் பெர்மனன்ட் everlasting, eternal, is the abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma. Okay. Vinashinam avinashi. Okay. Again, we should be very careful. Vinashaha, nashaha, both mean the same. Nashaha means destruction. Vinashaha also means destruction. When you say everything in this world is subject to destruction, everything is destructible, means what? Destructible means everything is subject to change. Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Whereas anatma, the material world of objects, is ever of the nature of undergoing changes. Because change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. The material world is subject to constantly subject to change. This change alone is said to be what? Relative destruction. Change alone is said to be here relative destruction. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called a total destruction of everything. Nothing is totally destroyed here. Everything is relatively destroyed. When one form undergoes a change and becomes another form, the previous form is said to be what now? The previous form is destroyed. The destruction of one form is the birth of the new form. Death of one form is the new birth of the new form. When the wood is burnt, the destruction of wood is birth of coal. Only change. So destruction here means change. So change is only relative destruction. You know, nothing in the world is absolutely totally destroyed. Only change. Therefore, vinashinam avinashi means Atma is the absolutely changeless reality among all the material, inert material objects, is constantly subject to change, which are undergoing changes constantly, which are relatively destroyed. Okay. Chetananam. The change happens, the change relative destruction, which is said to be, that makes the form impermanent. The non-substantial forms are impermanent. The wave form comes and wave form goes. The wave form comes and goes. But the H2O is always there changelessly as H2O. Understand? All the physical forms come and keep on undergoing changes, and finally they fall apart, again they go back to the original elemental form also. So the form, the constant change is there. That is the very nature. It's inevitable, unavoidable. But what about Atma? Abstract formless reality is ever of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, ever of the nature of changelessness. So, Atma as pure knowledge, pure awareness is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Whereas, Anatma forms, names and functions are constantly subject to change. Therefore, they are said to be time-bound, they're said to be destructible, said to be subject to relative destruction. Okay. Chetanas chetananam. So, chetayitrunam, brahmadinam, praninam, agni nimittam iva dahakatvam. Chetanaha, chetananam, chetayitrunam, brahmadinam, praninam. Okay. Agnitattvam iva dahakatvam. Anagninam, udakadinam, atma chaitanya nimittameva, chetayitrutvam, anyesham. Very nice. Beautiful sentence. Okay. Atma is ever of the nature of consciousness. This abstract formless reality we stumble upon as a rupa of the knower. And we arrive at the fact that Atma is ever of the nature of knowing, ever of the nature of being conscious, ever of the nature of being aware. So awareness is the nature of reality. The pure consciousness is the nature of the reality. Pure consciousness is the nature of reality. The swarupa. Therefore, Atma, what is it? And Chetayitru. Chetayitrunam. Chetayitrunam means what? All the Chetayita, Chetayitru, Rikaranta, Shabda. Chetayitrunam means all the living beings, unicellular organism, amoeba, paramecium, virus, onwards. Okay? Single cell onwards. All the living beings, you can go to what? We're going to see later on. Brahmadinam praninam. Right from Brahmaji. Okay. The highest, the most exalted of the living beings is, we say, Brahma. Brahmadinam. Then praninam. Oh, prani means what? Pranaha yasya asya saha prani. Prani means a living creature. Any being which breathes is prani. A living being, what is this? What is the clue for us to know something is alive? Prana, breathe. Anything which has a breath, anything which breathes is prani. So pranaha syasti iti prani. All the living beings are praninaha. So of all the living beings are conscious, sentient, and their life. All the living beings have the life because they have life in them because of the functions. There's a conscious, sentient mind, conscious, sentient sense organs, conscious, sentient organs of actions. So all these internal instruments of knowledge and the bahyakaranani, antahkaranam, all the internal instrument of knowledge, the mind, antahkaranam, and bahyakaranani, instruments of knowledge, sense power, subtle powers, the powers which serve as instruments of actions, all these subtle powers, including subtle mind, subtle physiological functions, one prana is again subtle. Prana is inert by the vital power is inert by itself. The mind is inert, subtle matter, mind stuff. So subtle powers are instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge, mind, etc. All of them are inert, subtle, inert material products. But still they all now become conscious and sentient. And they're functional. And being functional, they also lend life to the inert material gross body. And all the physical activities are possible. Which means, now they're said to be chetana, chetayitra. Chetayitara. Chetayitrunam, chetanaha. How is it possible for the inert material mind, sense organs, organs of actions, how, what is that which enables them to become conscious, sentient, and functional? It is the abstract reality, is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, become manifested in them. Makes them conscious, sentient, and functional. It is the Atma which is ever of such a pure consciousness alone, by its mere presence, lends consciousness and sentiency, that makes them all functional. Therefore, Chetananam means Chetayitrunam Brahmadinam Praninam Chetanaha. Atma, who by mere presence lends life, consciousness, sentiency to all the inert, subtle instruments, thereby makes them living beings. Right from Brahmaji to all the beings of inferior order, living beings of the inferior order also. Living beings of most inferior order. Example is given beautifully. Agni nimittamiva dahakatvam. See, dahakatvam means having the status of being the burner. See, dahakaha. Dahati means burns. And dahakatvam means having the status of lending, having the status of being the lender of heat. The capacity to burn is dahakatvam. அக்னி தத்துவம், அக்னி நிமித்தம், ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி அக்னி அலோன். வாட் இஸ் அக்னி? தி ஃபயர் எலிமெண்ட் ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பர்னிங். தாகக்கத்துவம் மீன் தி கெப்பாசிட்டி டு பர்ன் ஆக்சுவலி இஸ் இன்ட்ரென்சிக் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஃபயர். பர்னிங் இஸ் தி இன்ட்ரென்சிக் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஃபயர். பட் அனக்னி நாம், பட் தேர் ஆர் மெனி திங்ஸ் சச் அஸ் வாட்டர் எக்ஸெட்ரா விச் ஆர் நாட் ஃபயர். அனக்னி நாம் உதகாதீனம், நோ தேர் மெனி மெனி அதர் திங்ஸ் சச் அஸ் வாட்டர் எக்ஸெட்ரா, மெனி அதர் திங்ஸ் சச் அஸ் வாட்டர் எக்ஸெட்ரா விச் ஆர் நாட் தி ஃபயர், விச் ஆர் நாட் தி ஃபயர், விச் ஆர் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஃபயர். And water does not have dahakatvam of its own. Water does not have dahakatvam of its own. Water does not have the capacity to burn by itself. No element except the fire, or no other elemental except the fire, has the capacity to burn. Enjoys the status of burning, having the capacity to burn. No other element or the elemental thing has enjoys the status of having the capacity to burn. So dahakatvam. Fire alone has dahakatvam. Why dahakatvam is its very intrinsic nature. Capacity to burn, dahana shaktihi dahakatvam. Dahana shaktihi is intrinsic property of the fire. Anagninam, udakadinam, dahakatvam is not there. But what happens when you boil the water and the fire in a container, the water boils. And the hot water, if you go and put a finger in the boiling water, what will happen? before the water gets boiled, you touch the water, water is very nice, cool, doesn't burn your finger. Water has no burning capacity. But when the water burns, water is boiled, and in a container on a fire, then water, the hot water, has the capacity to burn. So the hot water does not have the capacity to burn by itself. Dahakatvam, the burning capacity, does not belong to the water. But still, when the water is boiled water, the boiled water has the capacity to burn your finger. You put the finger in the hot water. How? It is borrowed dahakatvam. So, it's called what? Dahakatvam, the burning capacity, is intrinsic nature of swarupam of the fire. Whereas, dahakatvam enjoyed by the water is not of its own. It is borrowed from the fire. Understand? It's borrowed from the fire. Hot water also burns the finger. But the dahakatvam, the boiled water, dahakatvam enjoyed by the boiled water, doesn't belong to the water, it belongs to the fire. Similarly here, the knowing capacity, thinking capacity, perceiving capacity, the mind functions as mind, the function of meditation, function of perception, the subtle powers, all these powers which serve as instruments of action, instruments of perception, enhancement of knowledge, the physiological function, all these are enhancements, all of them are inert by their very nature. But still, and now they have the capacity to perceive, illumine, etc. Which means they do not have their own, they have the borrowed shakti. So, Chetanatvam doesn't belong to the consciousness, sentiency, doesn't belong to these material objects. Okay. The Atma's nature of Atma, the consciousness alone, borrowed means what? Not borrowed lending, because association, because the manifestation of consciousness, they become conscious, sentient and functional. The beautiful example Ankara has given, hot water boils the, hot water also can boil the burn your finger. Hot water can burn your finger. Fire also can burn your finger. When fire burns your finger, it's very nature. And hot water boils your finger because the heat which burns your finger doesn't belong to the water. It is borrowed from the fire. Similarly, all the mind, sense organs, organs of actions, wherever you see life, wherever you see life, I tell you, the life is blessing. Life itself is a proof that there is manifestation of consciousness. This manifestation of consciousness, therefore you see the life. Because all the functions are possible because of the consciousness. This is what is said to be Chetananam, Chetayitronam, Chetanaha, Brahmadinam, Praninam. How Agni Nimittamiva Dahakatvam. Anagninam, Udakaninam, Udakadinam. So water, etc., the non-fire, which are not fire actually, and they also have the capacity to burn only because of the fire. Because association with the fire, which alone has the burning capacity. Agni mittamiva dahakatvam anagninam udakadinam. So also, Atma chaitanya mittameva chetayutrutvam anyesham. So, anyesham, all the other than abstract reality Atma, everything else, nothing else in the world has consciousness of its own. But now all the living beings enjoy consciousness, sentiency, life, only because of the consciousness. Only because the Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness. Atma chaitanya nimittameva. Atma chaitanya nimittameva. Atma becomes the source of consciousness. Atma is of nature of consciousness. Therefore, being pervaded by such Atma and being able to manifest that Atma, this inner, eternal, subtle, material aspects also become conscious and sentient. Okay. That's how life is possible. Kimcha sa sarvajnaha. Further or moreover, sa sarvajnaha sarveshwaraha kaminam samsarinam karma anurupam kaman. Sarveshwaraha. That Paramatma is essentially of the nature of pure knowledge. Therefore, Paramatma is a source of manifestation of all knowledge. the only source of manifestations of knowledge. Any number of discoveries can happen. So the only source of manifestations of knowledge of any number of things in the world is Atma. Atma is the only source. Atma is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. Therefore, Atma is the only source of manifestations of all knowledge. Therefore, that Atma looked upon as Ishvara is said to be who? Ishvara is Sarvajna. All manifestations are Ishvara. All manifestations of knowledge are nothing but Ishvara. Bhagavan is said to be Sarvajna, omniscient, all-knowing. Therefore, Bhagavan is the only Lord, Sarva Ishvara, the only Lord, the only ruler, is the only omniscient Bhagavan. He alone, Karminam, Samsarinam. For all the samsaris, for all the people who are bound by this life of transmigration, samsari means all the human beings who are bound by, all the people, all the beings who are bound by this life of transmigration, samsarinam, and who are choicelessly driven by their desires. Kaminam. Kami means those who have desires. Those kaminam. All samsaris are kaminaha. Why? Kama alone makes you do karma. Karma produces result. And to exhaust the result, you have to be born again. And being born again means what? You have to exhaust the power of the karma palam. This is samsara. Kaminam samsarinam. All those people who are driven by their desires and who are choicelessly ended with countless number of desires, thereby who perform actions, accumulate punya bhavams, thereby who continue to remain in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, samsara. For such people, karma anurupam, in keeping with their action, in keeping with the motive, in keeping with the intention, in keeping with the purpose, in keeping with the attitude of the, in keeping with the motive, the intention behind the action, karma anurupam, Kama means karma phalani, the results of actions. So anugraha nimittan. And those results are definitely are expressions of Bhagavan's grace. Anugraha nimittan. Anugraha nimittan. See, nimittam means without anugraham, it is not possible. Anugraha nimittan, which are dependent on, which are expressions of Bhagavan's grace and which are dependent on Bhagavan's grace. Nimittam here implies dependence. Like previously also, Agni nimittam iva dahakatvam. So the non, except fire, everything else is not fire, like water, etc., has the capacity to burn, for which they dependent on the fire only. So also here, the nimittam is dependence. It implies the nimittam has different contextual meanings, but it means dependence. ஸோ அனுகிரக நிமித்தான் the results of actions which are purely dependent on Bhagavan's grace, also on Bhagavan's grace. Yaha kaman yaha ekaha, only Bhagavan, bahunam anekesham anayasena vidadhati means prayachati, gives. Eka, one Bhagavan, only Bhagavan, secondless Bhagavan, non-dual Bhagavan. One secondless non-dual Paramatma alone, as he is enjoying the status of the Lord of everything, enjoying the status of being the Lord of everything, as the omniscient, all-knowing Ishvara, the Lord, only Atma alone, gives, vidadhati means prayachati, gives, ordains, anayasena. Bhagavan need not make any efforts to give something. If I have to give something to somebody, means what? Hey, whatever I give, a little I give, a little more I give, it involves great effort. It involves strain. It was my mind also. Anayasa. It's not easy to give, isn't it? Anayasena, effortlessly, without any strain. Without any strain. Anayasena, effortlessly, without any strain, without any difficulty, effortlessly, Bhagavan ordains, bestows, gives appropriate results in keeping with the intention motive of the actions. For all the desire-driven samsaris, how many people are there, how many beings are there, and how many living beings are there, for all of them, they all enjoy sukha-dukkham. All the living beings go through pairs of opposites, especially human beings. For all the pairs of opposite experiencing, and all those pairs of opposite experiencing are results of our own actions, ordained by, determined by, given by Bhagavan only. Then Bhagavan is another than the all-knowing Bhagavan, the Lord of everything here, that Bhagavan is Paramatma, Atma only here. Therefore, Yaha Sarvajna Sarveshwaraha Samsarinam, Kaminam Samsarinam, Karma Anurupam. You always ask, why I have to go through this result? I not do anything wrong. To my knowledge, I'm very conscious, very thoughtful. I never did anything wrong. Why should I have to go through this problem in life? Not the present action. You do not know what all you have in store. Karma anurupam, anurupam, matching with your karma. Exactly in keeping with your appropriate result or the appropriate action. Bhagavan's result, there's no defect in Bhagavan's giving results. Therefore, karma anurupam, karma phala, kaman means karma phalani. Bhagavan ordains the results of actions which are dependent on Bhagavan's grace, tapping Bhagavan's grace. Then Bhagavan, who bestows the results, is one. The only Bhagavan is the bestower, bestows, gives results to all the beings in keeping with their karma. That Bhagavan, how is that Bhagavan? What is the Swarupa of the Bhagavan? That Bhagavan has to be discovered. That Paramatma has to be discovered in his own essential nature. That Paramatma, ordainer of the results of actions. Bhagavan alone is manifested in the form of knowledge. And Bhagavan is there as the very law which is backed by the knowledge. Bhagavan is there as the very order also. Bhagavan is in the form of law, Bhagavan in the form of order, Bhagavan is in the form of knowledge. Therefore, that Bhagavan, Paramatma, the only ordainer of all the results of all the actions of all the beings, that Bhagavan is available for recognition in its abstract, subtlest form, in terms of its, in the form of its nature of pure consciousness, in one's own mind, as one's own self. And those who discover that Bhagavad Swarupam, they alone attain absolute peace. Tam atmastham e anupashyanti dhiraha. And those people who discover that Bhagavan, Paramatma, in their own mind, as their own Swarupam, and they are wise people, dhiraha. Only for those people, only for those wise people who discover the Atma, for them, shantihi, uparatihi, shashvati shantihi, shashvati uparatihi. Only for them, absolute peace. Why? Peace is the very swarupa of the Atma. Atma need not become peaceful. Atma never gets restless. Atma is ever of the nature of peace. Shanti swarupaha Atma. Atma need not become shantaha. Atma is never ashantaha. Need not become shantaha. Our Atma is ever of the nature of shantihi. Peace. Therefore, once you discover, you don't attain peace. Once you discover Atma being yourself, and you can take ownership of peace as your own nature, you can claim peace as your nature, you do not attain it, you claim it as your own nature. Therefore, it is permanent. Shashvati Nitya. Why? Nitya is Swatma Bhuta Eva. It is your own self. Peace is your Swarupam. Peace is yourself. Peace is one's own self. Swatma Bhuta Shantihi. Swatma Bhutam Sukham. Swatma Bhuta Shantihi. Swatma Bhuta Eva Syat. Na Itaresham. Anevam vidhanam. Anevam vidhanam means what? People who do not know in this manner. are anevam vidhaha. Evam vidhaha means what? People of this nature. Anevam vidhaha, people who are not in this manner, who have not understood the Atma as their own self. For them, there is no permanent peace. There is no absolute peace for them. So, what distances one from peace, what one distances one from happiness, not anybody in the world, not anything in the world, not lack, not having something, not having something, it is just self-ignorance. Ignorance distances you from your own nature. Ignorance veils your own nature. Therefore, you are as though distanced from your nature of peace and happiness. If you discover your nature, so yourself, and you do not attain peace and happiness, you can take ownership of peace and happiness as your own nature, as yourself. This is the teaching. Okay? If you do not see Paramatma as yourself, then there's no permanent peace, there's no permanent happiness. I'm going to stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat.